Again, I have two points that I would like to make. You've probably seen in the news, even the national news, that Archbishop Kurtz is suffering with cancer. And so we pray for him, his recovery, his time away at Duke University, where he is receiving the best treatment possible. So the head of oncology there at Duke University is taking care of him. So he's in good spirits, and so we pray for him and his recovery and his return to us. I have a question. So we definitely want to pray for Archbishop Kurtz, but there's someone else here. Now, I've heard a rumor. You were fighting a dragon. Was that right? Okay. You were climbing a mountain. No, that wasn't, that you were jumping on a trampoline? Okay. And I heard another rumor. I heard that Holly pushed you down. Is that true? That's not true. Okay. Well, we'll see. Okay. So, God bless you. I was over at their home, and I left, and then moments later, he falls, and they have to take him to the hospital. So, God bless you. Prayers for you. But nothing's broken? Just sprained. Oh, my goodness. Well, you've got a cool piece of accessory there for you. There you go. God bless you. We have in our readings today a recognition of our search for truth. We as human beings, we desire truth. We have it deep within our being, a desire to reach out and to grasp a hold of something that won't just kind of fall apart in our hands. Something that is real, that is true, that won't give up on us, that is there for all eternity. We search for it. We have this longing for this truth. This is why marketers have such a field day with our emotions and our desires. We desire, we want something to fill that void, that search for truth. And so they will put out any number of opportunities. Buy this car, buy this house, buy these clothes, on and on and on it goes. We also do have this sensation that certainly, surely, we have to go a long distance to find truth. This is why Eastern philosophies to us hold some mystery, some interest often. It seems like we have to go far to find it. But Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy, he says, you don't have to send someone up into the sky and have them bring truth back down to you and have you to know it. You don't have to send someone across the ocean to find truth to bring it back to you so that you can live that truth out. Moses reminds us that truth, that what we are to do, how we are to live, is closer to us than we can imagine. It's right there. Right there within us, right there at arm's length. Right there for us to grasp, to hold, to follow. In our gospel today, Jesus is telling us this very rememberable story, the Good Samaritan. We all know it. And this man is doing his own thing, walking down the road. He's attacked, and they leave him half naked and half dead. It's probably quite a scene to come across, someone who's half dead. Those who are walking along may have easily thought that he was dead. This helps to explain. It doesn't completely explain, but it helps to explain why the priest and the Levite passed by on the other side. They were on their way to Jerusalem. They were on the way to the temple. And if they interacted, if they encountered, if they touched something that was dead, they could not fulfill their duties in the temple. They would be unclean. And so to avoid that uncleanliness, they passed by on the other side. But thankfully, they weren't the only two to walk down that road that day. A Samaritan came walking down the road. And we must remember The Samaritan for the Jews is that person. We don't like them. We don't trust them. They have nothing good to say. They don't know what they're talking about. The Samaritan, the least likely hero of any story. He's the one who stops and goes out of his way, taking him, bandaging his wounds, taking him to an inn, paying for him, seeing every way that he can to make sure that his needs are met, that he has the opportunity to heal. If you're paying specific attention to the words, the scholar of the law, the one asking Jesus this question about who is my neighbor, he can't even say it. It's that unimaginable, that ridiculous of a notion that the Samaritan would be the one to save this man. He says, well, Jesus asks, who was it who showed mercy? Who was it who loved their neighbor? And the scholar of the law, this intelligent man, says, the one who showed mercy. It's easier to say the Samaritan, but he can't do it. It's just unfathomable. He's that person. We all have that person. We all have that type of person in our lives, that individual or group of people that we look at and say, no, there's no good there, nothing to hear, nothing to gain, nothing to even imagine worthy about that person. And I believe, Christ is helping us see that the truth that we seek in the depths of our hearts, each and every one of us, from the smallest to the oldest, is searching for something true and good and beautiful. And that person, even the Samaritan, even that person, is looking for the same thing. Something that is true, something that is good, something that is beautiful. We all have our understanding of how to get there. All of us are confused to some degree or another as to what that truth is. But we all have that desire deep within ourselves. Let us not pass on the opposite side of the road, that barrier line that separates one person from another, that one set of people from another. Let us go to the opposite side. Let us go to our neighbor who is in need, our neighbor who also seeks goodness, truth, and beauty. Let us love them, and let us love God in the process.